Okay, so we're down to the last minute, and now it's time to vote.
And maybe you've heard about the biggest statewide races or the important local issues in your town. You might even already know who's got your vote for governor or Congress.
When it comes to the races that haven't been on your mind all year, we've got you covered. I'm Liam Elder Connors, and I produce Morning Edition at Vermont Public Radio.
And I'm Annie Russell. I produce All Things Considered at VPR. One race that might not be totally on your radar is the race for Attorney General. Liam, do you know anything about the Attorney General?
As a matter of fact, I know a couple of things. The Attorney General is the head law enforcement official tasked with representing the state. They also defend Vermont if the state's sued, and will also file suits to enforce Vermont's laws.
Okay, that's simple enough. Who wants the job?
Well, this is a kind of an exciting race because it's an open race. Bill Sorrell, who's had the job since 1997, is not running. And so it's the first time in almost 20 years that Vermont's had a new attorney general. And there are three people in the race: Deborah Bucknum, TJ Donovan, and Rosemarie Jankowski.
All right, let's get rolling. Deborah Bucknum, who is she and why is she running?
Bucknum's the Republican candidate, and she has a law firm in St. Johnsbury, and she's never held elected office in Vermont, though she's been involved with the Vermont GOP. She says her status as an outsider would make her a good pick for attorney general.
I am an outsider. I come from the Northeast Kingdom. I bring a small business, Northeast Kingdom values.
When VPR spoke to Bucknum last month, we covered a couple of topics, including the opiate crisis. She said the first thing she'd do to address the problem is to form a task force to look for potential reforms.
What I want to do is I want to analyze first and inventory the programs that we have presently and see if we can find out what's working and what's not working.
And what else did you discuss with her?
Well, we talked about criminal justice reform, which is an issue that's been coming up during the campaign and in debates. And specifically, we asked if Vermont should continue to use private out-of-state prisons to house inmates. On that issue, Bucknum says she wants to do a cost-benefit analysis and see if it's possible to bring those prisoners back to Vermont in a way that's cost-effective.
Okay, so TJ Donovan is a name that I do recognize. I know that he's the Democratic candidate. Where does he stand on this issue?
Donovan's pretty blunt on that issue.
Here's the thing. They don't work.
Donovan says a Department of Justice study shows private prisons to be less safe and prisoners also have a higher recidivism rate. And he argues that that'll end up costing the taxpayers more because these people will keep getting sent back to jail.
Okay, so we've jumped ahead a little bit on the issues, but let's take a quick pause to explain who TJ Donovan is.
Right. So you might recognize his name because Donovan is not only the Democratic candidate, he's also the state's attorney for Chittenden County, and he made a bid for the AG's office back in 2012 when he challenged Bill Sorrell in the Democratic primary.
Now we've got some background. How does Donovan propose tackling the opiate crisis?
He says it's the number one issue that the state's dealing with, and he favors a multi-pronged approach using law enforcement, intervention, treatment, and prevention. Here's Donovan speaking about how he'd like to handle the enforcement aspect of the issue.
Obviously, if folks are selling drugs for greed or for profit, they should go to jail. But when we talk about holding people accountable, we should also talk about corporate accountability as well. The big pharmaceutical companies that put into the streets and on the market.
Let's move on to the final candidate, Rosemarie Jankowski.
Okay, Jankowski is the Liberty Union candidate, and she's a peace activist and advocacy journalist. And though she's not held elected office in Vermont, this is her sixth run for the AG's office since 2006. She views the opiate crisis as a medical issue, and she thinks we should handle it like one.
Well, I think that it's a serious medical problem, and I think that that should be emphasized as opposed to dealing with it as the war on drugs and so much of a legal issue. I think addiction is a medical problem and should be treated that way.
And how about on the issue of private prisons?
She'd like to see Vermont stop using private out-of-state prisons. And her big pitch for the whole job of attorney general was she'd like to make the office more transparent. And she has some plans on how she'd like to accomplish that.
And one of these plans is, I believe, that there should be a 24-hour hotline, because many times there is a citizen who is injured or has a problem as a consumer, and very often these people have trouble getting through.
All right, those are the candidates for Attorney General. Now it's time to vote.
Time to Vote's produced by me, Liam Elder Connors.
And me, Annie Russell. Our editor is John Dillon.
Digital support from Emily Alphen Johnson, Sarah Simon, and Jonathan Butler.
Also from Taylor Dobbs, Meg Malone, and Angela Evansy.
You can find the rest of the Time to Vote series online at vpr.net when you search for Time to Vote.
Thanks for listening.